In sports yesterday, the Lancaster track meet was held. Richland Center was among the teams there, according to head coach Michelle Lewis. Among the top finishers, Owen Dreyer, second place in the 1600, second in the 3200. Duncan Harper took first in the long jump, second place in the 100-meter dash. Robert Budden, first in the 800. Devin Woodhouse took second place in the pole vault. Danica Pauls, third place in the high jump. And the Richland Center boys team overall took third behind Platteville and Dodge Point. The Richland Center girls softball team won the conference opener 6-0 over visiting River Valley last night. The Hornets scored five times in the third, led by back-to-back doubles from Kyrie Fisher and J.C. Gander. Leading batters in the game were Morgan Kleppe with two hits. Also, Gander had two doubles. Ava Martin, 1-for-2 with a double. Ella Clement scored twice as the Hornets improved to 3-0 overall. Sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher had another great performance as she struck out 17 Blackhawks. The Hornets will play at DeSoto in a non-conference game tonight before returning to conference play on Tuesday. River Valley had one hit with a third-inning bunt single from Brooklyn Stokes. Maisie Strobusch started pitching and gave way to Ashlyn Stokes in the third frame. She gave up just one Hornet run the rest of the way. Ella Myers was strong defensively at first base, robbing the Hornets of a couple of base hits. The Blackhawks fell to 1-3 overall and 0-1 in the league. They will play in a triangular at La Crosse Logan on Saturday. In softball from the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca Weston 6-2 over Seneca. J.C. Maxwell, the winning pitcher, with a 7-inning performance, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, 6 walks, and 15 strikeouts. For Ithaca Weston, Emma Hilby led with a 2-for-3 day, 2 RBIs, and a home run. Jaden Boland, 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs, and Brindley Wanless, 1-for-2. Elsewhere in softball yesterday, it was Cuba City 10-2 over Riverdale, Platteville 4, Dodgeville 1, Royal 13-4 over New Lisbon, Mineral Point 16-0 over Southwestern, Arcadia beat Westby 6-4, also Bangor 4, Brookwood 1, Oregon over Baraboo 4-0. In baseball, Ithaca won 9-3 at Seneca in 9 innings of Ridge and Valley baseball. Chase Keller started the game and Houston Boland got the win from the mound in relief. Devin Iam was 3-for-5. Boland was 2-for-3. Makai Ta'alu was 2-for-5. Quintus Banker, Iam, and Boland all doubled in the Ridge and Valley opener. Trevor Westfall suffered the loss for Weston yesterday after going 6 1/3 innings. It was DeSoto 11-0 over Weston. As far as hitting, Isaac Jennings 1-for-2 with a double, Brady Westfall 1-for-3 with a double, and Trevor Westfall 1-for-3 with a single. Silver Eagles struggled defensively, giving up 6 errors. It was also a win for North Crawford, 12-2-6 over Kickapoo. Landry Staluka, the winning pitcher, with 5 innings worked yesterday. He was 3-for-4 at the plate with an RBI. Zach Bender and John Turner also led the way, 2-for-3 for John with a triple and an RBI. And Landon Blaha 1-for-2 with an RBI and 2 walks. 18-1 was Ika Steuben over Lafarge yesterday. Cooper Lummis, the winning pitcher, Braxton Kastner suffered the loss for Lafarge. It was a win yesterday for Royal, 10-1 over New Lisbon, Nisita, 8-1 Hillsborough over Waniwak Center, Mineral Point 11, New Glarus 7, Westby 13, Arcadia nothing in 5 innings, River Ridge beat Belmont 7-1, Viroqua over GET 7-1, Wisconsin Dells 10-0 over Mauston, and Toma 6-3 against La Crosse Logan. Plenty of action today, including Richland Center hosting River Valley in baseball. I asked Hornet head coach Ryan Lemke how the team's trip to Kentucky went last week.
Oh, it was a great experience. I mean, we played some high-level talent down there. We played a couple guys that are on the road to their D1 college career. We saw a D1 pitcher on the bump, and just a great experience. We saw a lot of positives down there. With our guys, with our group, our grit, and our fight, and it was just awesome. So we were in a couple close games, and our first game, it showed that it was our first time on the field, and then we put a team that was eighth in the state of Kentucky, and we didn't play super great, and it was kind of a rough one, but overall, a fantastic trip.
When you look at this weekend, you got to come right back at it. You had your game at Mauston canceled, and how tough is it to start right out with a conference game?
We do and we don't, right? We played down in Kentucky, obviously. It's a bummer that Mauston canceled because it was too cold, apparently, but it's kind of what we thought Wisconsin baseball is all about. But nevertheless, yeah, our first game in Wisconsin is against conference opponent, but we're ready to go. I mean, our guys are hungry, and we're ready to play, and we want to play. We wish the game was happening right now, and we're going to be excited for 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Former River Valley player Matt Bockham takes over the program this year, and he talked about this year's Blackhawks so far for us.
We are 1-2. We have gone on the road twice to some Capital North teams and lost both of those games. We're not really competitive against Columbus, but played a tough game against Lakeside Lutheran the other day. Our one win was home against Fenimore, which was an impressive one. We got down 6-1, and they're a good team, but we kind of hung with it, battled back, took advantage of some of their mistakes, and pulled the win out. So we're excited to get into conference play and just kind of see how we stack up against the other teams in the SWC.
Do you have some letter winners back from last year's team?
Got a few, yeah. I've got Quincy Blakely, a pitcher, Jaden and Jordan Gauger, center field and second base, respectively. Keegan Heiser, who's a third baseman and a pitcher. Drew Riedel, who's our primary catcher. Oh, Caden Plumley, of course, who's our shortstop and a pitcher, too. So we've got a good nucleus of senior players who are coming back who are going to help us out.
River Valley baseball coach Matt Bockham. Games today in baseball elsewhere other than the Hornets doing battle against River Valley, which incidentally we'll have on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Games include Southwestern at Riverdale. It gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Boscobel at Fenimore, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, Dodgeville at Platteville as well. Also today in softball, Richland Center at DeSoto. Royal and Riverdale play in lacrosse at the home of the Lacrosse Loggers. That will start at 4. Dodgeville at Fenimore, Lancaster at Westby, Potosi-Cassville at Highland, Cashton at Seneca among the games. And high school soccer news. Richland Center girls soccer team fell to River Valley last night 8-0. Young season and a young developing team for Coach Shawnee Fink. The Hornets led by captains Sylvia Schmidt and Mariah Abde. The Hornets defense is looking to improve again this season, led by all returning players Ella Stadler, Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, and Harper Glassbrenner. The Hornets open up action tonight. They'll be home against Reedsburg. It will start at 6 o'clock. Also, Dodge Point will play Platteville-Lancaster in girls soccer. Last night, Wautoma Wild rose with a 3-0 shutout win over Mauston, and Belleville-Nuglaris won a soccer match against Waupun 6-0. And now bowling scores, team high series in the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. Spare Parts, 18-94. Three Aces, 18-91. The Alley Cats is 17-54. Three Aces with a top game, 6-63. Spare Parts, 6-56. Three Aces, 6-32. Top series, Patricia Lebanski, 5-33. Marlene Geary, 4-88. Judy Skelly, a 4-84. Top game, Patricia Lebanski, a 203. Marlene Geary, a 185. Patricia Lebanski, a 181. Split pickups, Patricia Adams with a 310. Irene Klatt-Stovey, a 310. Judy Skelly, a 5-7 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, week 31 of 32. Pioneer Print Company, a 29-16. TKO Barbecue, 28-92. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 28-61. Top game, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 10-16. Pioneer Print Company, 1,005. Julie Karen State Farm, 1,004. And how about Trayton Shep? A series high, 8-24. An 800 series, an award-winning milestone. Congratulations, Trayton Shep, 224 over average. Game scores of 268, 279, and 277. Chris Pardoon, 104 over average, 734. And Travis Bushley, a 698. Travis Bushley and Trayton Shep, each with 279s. Casey Owen, a 278. Ethan Hafner, a 267. Ryan Gaston bowled a 500 series, 143 over average. Casey Owen with a 609, 114 over average. Gary Bushley with a 655, 106 over average. Congratulations to Teams Jones Chevrolet, who won the second half by 3 points over Midnight Repair. Members of the Jones Chevrolet team are Casey Owen, Monica Wheaton, Terry Wheaton, Chris Gerber, and Jeff, it says. Next week, the final week with a playoff for the league championship in all-star bowling action. Well, a great night for the Badger hockey team as they picked up a 2-1 win over North Dakota. They play Denver Saturday night in the NCAA championship. Brewers get back to action tonight. Bucks do as well.